All right, y'all set to go?
I'm set.
Okay. Tell me, I guess, tell me about a fridge makeover and what's involved here.
Well, you know, I think everyone out there wants to eat healthier, but many people don't know how. So that's why a fridge makeover can be so beneficial. It's easy, it's fast, and, you know, eating healthy a lot of times is just about making the right choices. So when I do a fridge makeover, the first thing I do, of course, is, you know, just take stock, take a quick look to see what's in the fridge, and then I make healthy substitutions for each category between dairy, meat, vegetable, and fruit.
Okay, so give me an idea of what you typically see in a fridge, then what you throw away and replace it with.
Well, usually I don't throw away anything. I have, you know, the family or the person finish out what they have in their fridge, and then we'll go ahead and restock it with reduced fat things. For example, in the dairy area, I think a lot of people have a misconception that 2% milk is a lot lower in fat than whole. But if you actually want to get the benefits of, you know, reducing your fat intake with milk, you should really shoot for skim.
Yeah.
The other area is cheese, which is a weakness of mine. I love melted cheese. I'm a huge quesadilla fan. I love pizza. Part skim mozzarella is the way to go. It's very low in fat compared to full fat cheeses. It melts. You can cook with it. It's versatile. Low fat sour cream, low fat cream cheese. You can literally be saving grams and grams of fat every week, and especially if these are things you eat on a regular basis. Now, when it comes to the meat area, you want to look for things that are low in saturated fat, like chicken, turkey, and fish. There are all sorts of wonderful turkey products out there, turkey dogs, pepperoni, turkey bacon, which I love. My husband loves bacon. I wouldn't dream of, you know, not giving him bacon. So that's a great substitution. And sometimes you're literally cutting out 15 to 16 grams of fat with a serving by doing those swaps. And then, of course, with vegetables and fruits, you always want to pack your fridge with plenty of fresh vegetables. That should be the centerpiece of every meal. And fruits as well. I mean, you really want to get about 4 servings of fruit in your diet every day.
Right. Did you say before part skim mozzarella?
Right, which means that it's made with skim milk. So
yeah.
it's reduced in fat. But, you know,
I'll tell you what, there was not an Italian who invented that, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you the great thing about that compared to other reduced fat cheeses is it still melts. It tastes great. I use it all the time, and when people come to my house, they can't tell the difference. So, you know, I look for products that are even swaps, meaning they taste just as good as the full fat version, but you're really saving on those calories and fat.
How about the cost? Because these days you're kind of bumping up to that in some grocery stores, aren't you, trying to go for the wholesome stuff?
Absolutely. And the trick with that is not to waste. So, you know, it's great if you have extra carrots in your fridge, if you have an extra something extra in one of these categories, you can always go online, get a recipe. When it comes to products like juices, for example, I love using the Simply Orange Juice products. They're tasty, they're wholesome, and those are great things to cook with. So if you don't want to waste food or throw out food and you have leftovers, that's the time to think about a recipe to use those leftovers up. And, you know, grill season is here. 4th of July is just around the corner. That's a great way to use those odds and ends by making marinades and tossing things on the grill, and you can still be healthy doing it.
Hmm. You know, something I noticed these days I'll ask you about, it seems so many products now are proud of the fact that they are reduced fat or have no fat or no trans fat, no saturated fat, yet you read like 3 lines further down and the sodium level is like through the roof. Is this like the new thing for tricking you into thinking something's healthier?
In some cases, yes, the sodium will increase. But again, get used to just flipping over that package and take a look. And also think about fresh vegetables and fruits, because then you know if you're eating fresh that you're just avoiding that whole issue of trans fats and sodium. And you really want to center your meal. I mean, those products that are high in fat should just be added as just to add a little bit of flavor. And in the case of, you know, reduced fat products, many times the sodium is actually the same. Fat-free products, when you cook with them, don't necessarily have the same flavor. I'm a big fan of the low fat, but again, you want to use the correct portion size. Portion is, you know, the other component of eating healthy, and just because you're remaking your fridge doesn't mean you could go crazy with, you know, having tons of extra food on top of, you know, because then you have the concern of calorie increase.
Yeah. What's the biggest violation that you notice in people's refrigerators these days?
Well, I think, again, let's get back to the fat. I always call it fat facts. Really, you want to know how much fat is in your food. So that's the first thing you want to look at. In the freezer, ice cream to me is the biggest offender, especially if you're eating it on a regular basis. And in the fridge, it tends to be certain luncheon meats and cheeses. But there are wonderful, healthier substitutions for all these things. I definitely don't believe in depriving yourself. If you're craving something, go for it, but make the healthier choice. It's going to make a huge difference, especially if you're eating these things on a daily basis.
What the? Tell me about the Skinny Chef and what you actually do. You show up at people's homes and
And I raid their fridge.
Document their makeover and stuff?
I am a healthy living expert, and I actually have battled with weight issues for most of my life. I grew up in a family who suffers from obesity.
Okay.
And now I'm teaching people that healthy living can be easy, it's fun, you don't have to deprive yourself, but you do, you know, have to follow simple rules and techniques to get yourself on track. And it's a lifestyle change. It's not hard, really.
I'm going to throw in exercise in there, I'd imagine, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not a gym buff, but I do yoga, and I actually do it in my home. And the tip I tell people with exercise is to always do something that's fun, that you enjoy, so you can look forward to doing it 3-4 times a week. You're going to feel better, and your mood is going to improve. That's the big thing I notice with myself. When I'm exercising on a regular basis, I'm all smiles.
Yeah, very good. Anything else you want to throw in here that we didn't cover?
Well, if you wanted to learn more about some of the products I talked about, you can visit simplyorange.com. And for recipes, you can visit my site, which is skinnychef.com.
What is simplyorange.com?
You can find the orange juice products that I use. I create many recipes with them, and their products are wonderful. They're natural. They're wholesome. And I use them on a regular basis. I make drinks, marinades. I cook with them, and they're terrific.
Okay. And who's behind that one?
It's Simply Orange Company.
Oh, the company Simply Orange?
I
think I can picture the logo now. I thought it was...
you might know the commercial from the tree, the beautiful, you know, the tree growing and
oh,
you know,
that's right. Okay. Very good. Thanks for spending a few minutes. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you, Gordon. Take
care.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye.